Leonids, Around the World and Around the Clock, presented by Science at NASA. A NASA-led team of astronomers will travel around the globe this weekend to monitor the 2001 Leonid meteor storm. Catch their reports live on the web. November 15, 2001. It was the worst blow ever suffered by astronomy in the eyes of the public. So wrote astronomer Charles Olivier after the Leonid meteor shower of 1899. Olivier's colleagues had predicted a furious meteor storm that year, and millions of sky watchers were paying attention. Even folks normally indifferent to the heavens were outdoors when the storm was due to erupt. But they saw little. The 1899 Leonids were a conspicuous dud, revealing only how poorly astronomers of the day were able to forecast meteor activity. Now, fast forward 100 years. In 1999, astronomers were once again forecasting a Leonid meteor storm, but this time they would not be embarrassed. Thousands of shooting stars appeared over Europe and the Middle East, right on schedule. Onlookers were amazed as the storm crested on October 18th within 5 minutes of its predicted maximum. Times, it seemed, had changed. Leonid forecasts have really improved in recent years, says Bill Cook of the NASA Marshall Space Flight Center. Using computers to model the orbits of comet trails, we can now say with confidence in which years Earth will pass through the clouds of comet dust that cause Leonid outbursts. These modern forecasts aren't perfect, though. This year is a good example. Four independent teams, each using computer-aided methods, have issued Leonid predictions. They all agree that storm-level activity will erupt on November 18th, but they differ on basic questions such as when, where, and how big. According to our model, people in Hawaii should see the greatest number of meteors, 1,000 or so per hour, weather permitting, says Cook, who works in collaboration with Peter Brown of the University of Western Ontario. Other forecasters expect outbursts elsewhere, over North America or East Asia. Meteorites there, they say, could climb as high as 4,000 to 8,000 per hour. To find out who's right, Cook and a team of 20 scientists led by Rob Suggs of the Marshall Space Flight Center Engineering Directorate will spread out around the world on November 17, 18, and 19 to monitor the shower. They plan to count Leonids from six locations: Huntsville, Alabama, Eglin Air Force Base, Florida, Maui, Hawaii, Sunspot, New Mexico, the U.S. territory of Guam, and the Gobi Desert in Mongolia. We chose those places, explained Suggs, based on weather and meteor forecasts. They are all likely to have clear skies on November 18th, and each side is favored for at least one of the predicted outbursts. The scientists, mostly from NASA, the University of Western Ontario, and the Air Force, will split into six groups of three or four observers each. Our teams, except the ones on islands, will be mobile. They can move away from bad weather if necessary, says Suggs. Once they find a clear spot, they will set up low-light video cameras that can detect stars as dim as eighth magnitude, about six times fainter than what the human eye can see. Every hour, they will transmit their meteor counts to the Leonid Environment Operations Center, or LEOC, at the Marshall Space Flight Center. The same data will appear in near real time on spaceweather.com, so anyone with an internet connection can monitor the global storm. Our goal is to distinguish between the various Leonid forecasts, says Suggs. By comparing the predictions to the actual meteor counts, we are laying the groundwork to improve forecasts in the future. Better predictions will not only please stargazers, but also help NASA safeguard Earth-orbiting satellites and spacecraft. Suggs explains, if we can tell a satellite operator when a meteoroid stream is nearby, they can take timely precautions, like pointing sensitive hardware away from the incoming space dust. Space dust looks harmless enough. Typical grains span just a few tenths of a millimeter and weigh less than 10 to the minus 4 grams. But they move very quickly. Leonid meteoroids are faster than 70 kilometers per second, or 157,000 miles per hour. When such a meteoroid hits a satellite, like a bullet, the entire meteoroid is usually vaporized, along with a tiny bit of the satellite itself. Electrons and ions in those vapors can electrify sensitive components, scrambling software and triggering mistaken control procedures. The danger to individual spacecraft during the coming meteor storm will be slight, notes Cook. A satellite in low Earth orbit, for example, would have to span an enormous area, nearly a square kilometer, just to intercept a few Leonid meteoroids. But there are hundreds of active Earth-orbiting satellites. When you add them all together, the odds of somebody's satellite being hit are about 1% to 5%. That's substantial, says Cook. We'll see if anyone is unlucky this year. Even if satellites escape the Leonids of 2001 unscathed, future storms will surely pose new threats to space property. Accurate predictions could come in handy. Just ask any 19th century astronomer. a good meteor forecast can save plenty of embarrassment. Tune in to spaceweather.com on November 18th and see for yourself which of the 2001 Leonid forecasts fares best. Meteor counts will appear hourly from around the world. Among the NASA monitoring sites, only the Gobi Desert will likely be omitted because of poor communications with that remote outpost. This story was written and read by Tony Phillips and presented by Science at NASA. To find more Science at NASA stories on the Internet, please visit science.nasa.gov.